What is going down, everyone? It's time for MojoBreak.com, the hype episode 238. This is a huge week in the hobby. We've got 2022 Bowman that is dropping. We're going to do a box break of that, a little early preview, or you're going to probably be watching this on release day. So if you're watching this, head on over to MojoBreak.com. Get your spots in for either PYTs or randoms of Bowman. We're doing Jumbo. We're doing Hobby. We're also going to talk about National Treasures football release the same day. That's why this week is so crazy in the hobby. 21 National Treasures. First off, the line's already been out. We've been doing some of that. The regular release comes out here on Wednesday. And then we're going to do NBA buy and sell for the playoffs, guys. So really fun show. Thanks for tuning in here on Spotify or iTunes, or if you're watching us on MojoBreak Media on YouTube, make sure you hit that subscribe. Guys, what's going down? How excited are you, C-Rad, for such a heavy week of releases?
Yeah, I'm looking most forward to Court Kings on Friday, actually. I'm just kidding.
Seriously. We're glossing over the fact that there is another release.
Yeah. That's coming out this week, too?
UFC coming out on Friday, too, Don Russ.
UFC?
Who cares?
But, yeah, I mean, okay. National Treasures is always some of the most fun times in the hobby, obviously. Any NT release, basketball and football, I mean, maybe not baseball so much, but NT football is going to be an exciting rip, obviously looking for some big stuff. I mean, we got some surprises, right? Because you hit something pretty big out of First Off the Line that we're going to talk about a little bit later. So
Yeah, a little teaser for the next segment on comparing two types of cards. So there's a new introduction into First Off the Line, and we're going to talk about it. But if you're not familiar with National Treasures, I would definitely go on eBay and look up Patrick Mahomes 2017 National Treasures RPA. You can do 2018 Josh Allen RPA. You can do
2015.
2015 Sean Mannion RPA.
Those
are up there for. And even 2020, you can see Herbert and Burrow.
Their prices are ridiculous.
It is nuts, and it is a staple card to football. There is none better. So
I feel like we've been looking forward to this NT release for well over a year.
Yes, it's definitely been delayed.
We have been talking about it well. I mean, we just got done with the draft, right?
The new draft.
And I feel that we have been talking about this even before last year's draft. We're like, man, when NT comes out, 2021 NT is going to be nuts.
Yeah.
And here it is.
It is.
It's nuts.
And it's nuts.
We just had the other draft, too. So, Cody, what do you – let's make some predictions for tomorrow's breaks between Bowman and National Treasures. What are the biggest cards we're going to pull tomorrow?
Oh, geez. I mean, it's going to be hard to top what you guys got last night, which we're going to talk about in a little bit. But yeah, I'm feeling good. You know what? I don't think maybe any of the big prospects out of Bowman, but I'm going to say there's going to be a big Wander auto out of there. Maybe catch us a little by surprise. And you know what? Let's go crazy. Let's pull, like, I don't know. Is there like triples of like Lawrence and Lance and Mac Jones? Let's do it. Let's go nuts.
Triple auto.
Let's go nuts.
Triple auto. You're into that. I'm more of a shield guy.
That's true. That would be nice. That would also be nice. And by the way,
you could have the triple autos.
Actually, yeah, yesterday you're more of a Tutu Atwell guy. But
Tutu Atwell is a great ball player.
He's a Ram.
He's a Super Bowl champion. Something Lance doesn't have and will never have.
Well, he hasn't even played yet. So I mean, played a little.
Well,
bit.
Well, I mean. He's a scrub.
That's what we're going to pull. The biggest card tomorrow is going to be a Trey Lance RPA.
There it is.
I'm saying we're going to pull a release day super fractor.
Okay.
Ooh,
that's where I'm. I don't know if it's going to be an auto. Maybe a net box. Pre-release day hype. Hype super fractor.
I like it. I got to say that the timing of National Treasures really could not have come at a better time. We were watching the draft last week, and it was a lot of like, oh no, oh no, oh no. It just kept going. There was only one QB selected. I last week said, like a fool, four QBs in the first round.
You're a little off.
There were four in maybe the first top 100 picks.
Maybe.
So that's what I meant. I just want to come out. That's what
you change
I
it from one
meant.
Round to three rounds?
That's Did right. anybody yeah. say one out of us? I said two.
I think Dan was technically the closest at zero.
I said zero. Oh, okay. And it almost happened.
It almost happened.
That was pretty close.
Pittsburgh saved the hobby.
I've been talking to everybody in the war rooms. I knew. I went out to some training camps, pro days.
Nice.
Yeah. See how so high Super Bowl guys champs are plugged in, right?
Super Bowl champs are, oh, man. So the Rams actually got an A-plus on their draft.
That's almost like.
You had what, two picks?
Yeah, exactly.
I think we had eight picks. We were trading up. We were actually traded a fifth round to get back a starting DB, Troy Hill.
Like Run Good Life says, stay hungry. That's what the Rams are doing.
I mean, they just mock everybody's draft. They're like, you guys don't know what you're doing. These 1, 2, and 3 round picks, garbage. That's not how you build a franchise.
And then right after the draft, McVay called Shanahan and said, thank you. You taught me everything I know. You and your dad. So I appreciate it.
Except for winning Super Bowls and playoff games.
Shanahan won one. Mike.
Papa Shanahan.
Welcome. All right, guys. 2022 Bowman has arrived, and I was reading that it's like 90% hitters on the prospect list. So it's a pretty exciting group of prospects here, headlined early by Khalil Watson. Also, you're going to be looking for some Wander Franco rookie autos as well, which I'm sure will do very well. There's also Ellie De La Cruz for the Reds. So, you know, the great thing about Bowman is, you know, we don't know who's going to pop right out of the gate. So you may get a guy that you're like, I've never heard of him, and then all of a sudden he's Juan Soto. So that is the beauty of Bowman. But we got a box here of jumbo that we're going to do here on the show, guys, and see what we get. We've got Jordan Lawler and Wander on the cover. So I think Jordan Lawler is only available in a like top 100 auto or a Bowman Scout 100. And you obviously got Wander as a rookie. So I'm going to crack this open. We're going to split the packs. We've got 3 autographs in jumbo. You're going to find 1 autograph in hobby, and both of those are available on mojobreak.com. We'll also be breaking some of this on Whatnot as well. So if you want to join us on Wednesday and Whatnot, go ahead and bookmark that page. It's already up. And let's see what we get. Hopefully we each get an auto. So I think it's 4 packs each, if my math serves me correct. I did go to public school, so I'm not sure. But there you go. 4 packs each. And I will start. And hopefully I have all 3 autos. Going to critique the Bowman design this year. I know what Dan's going to say, because I've seen the design already, but I know what Dan's all about
here. I've seen the design as well.
Because we had the first edition.
But yeah, it's missing something.
Juan Yepes, rookie. So there's your design. Border on the left is missing, which does upset Dan.
Yeah,
Key Brian Hayes. It's a good looking. I think it's a good design. You know which
can't
one I don't like
anymore.
15 Bowman is the worst in my opinion. 15 Bowman design. So I like it better.
Whoa, Mountcastle, huh?
Yeah, I'm not saying the players. I'm saying the design.
Nah, that's a good one.
Otto Lopez, rookie of the year favorites of Joe Ryan. So that's a nice chrome insert.
That dude's dealing right now.
Got a high five futures. That seems like a new parallel number to 125. Leover Paguero, and an auto atomic. The 10% chance of getting a pitcher, Alejandro Hidalgo, number to 100, first Bowman pitcher for the Angels.
What saw this 1 in a million top?
Super Fractor, 1 in 46,000 packs.
So he was a free agent out of Venezuela.
Actually, easy.
Born, and if you want to feel old, easy. Born in 2003.
Yeah, we're there now.
Wow.
Lots of, we're almost at the era where it's going to be, these kids' parents were listening to My Chemical Romance and stuff. Like, that's where we're at.
Another
real old.
Another numbered card that was backwards. That's new. 150, Alexander.
I think I got like
Alejandro
a decade on you.
Pie. Yeah.
So,
yeah. So I should not be saying anything.
Yeah, I'm like, wait a second.
Yeah, I was like, I know. I think you're pretty young still, Cody. So.
Yeah, no, we're almost there.
That was 3 numbered cards in 1 pack. So only me. Vidal Brujan, he's going to be, don't overlook him as a rookie this year. He was a top prospect, but overshadowed obviously by Wander.
He might be a little too old for My Chemical Romance.
Yeah, just a little.
Yeah.
Maybe. I actually really loved Black Parade. That was a great album.
Jordan Walker, and another numbered card. Joe Adell, the 250 paper purple. Say that 10 times fast. Marco Luciano, Benny Montgomery. I want to see what Benny Montgomery did. Some funny inscriptions, I guess, through here. And if you get into a Mojo break, we do ship all base, including paper. I know not all breakers do that. Shipping department, you know, they're not totally excited about that option, but we want to make sure that you guys get your cards.
It's crazy. Everybody went on vacation this week.
Bowman. Shane Bass.
Bowman vacation.
I know.
Seth Beer.
I am surprised.
There's a couple.
Jordan Walker, so they're back with Invictus. And I got another auto, guys. Number to 250.
Cheating, dude.
Luis Verdugo for the Cubs. Is that any good, Cody?
Don't know much about Luis Verdugo.
Purple. So I got an atomic and a purple.
But it's a purple auto. Another purple first Bowman. So that sounds good to me.
Pretty good.
I'd be pretty happy.
What?
I was going to be like,
Let's open up that one.
I strategically took all the autos, even though I've never opened the product before.
I think no, I did see.
If you get the auto in this one, we don't even need to open our price.
Right, right. It's over. I think I did see. Was there a paper Wander rookie in there?
Could
I
have been.
I think maybe in one of the packs. I can't remember. But are we expecting any craziness with Wander rookie chases in this?
I think Series 1 will still be the. So.
Yeah, I think Series 1. I mean.
And another auto. No, I'm just kidding.
$10, $15 maybe. Yeah.
That's another new one. Vibrations. Diego Cataya. Yoelki Cespedes. Asa Lacy. Robert Hassell. So, nice looking cards. Say that name. Lizarraga. Harry Ford, Brennan Davis again. So you get some crossover from guys that have already had Bowman cards. All right, who's next?
Dan,
I'm next.
One of us is not going to
anybody
have
know if there's any K-Bear Ruiz.
You just wanted to say that name the right way.
Damn right I did.
Yeah, he was a rookie, what, last year, so I think.
I just wanted to say it.
It's all going
to
be second year of K-Bear.
My PC guy now, K-Bear Ruiz.
Now that he's not a Dodger.
Dan's like, I learned something.
It's K-Bear.
I learned something the other day.
I did.
How's that spelled? K-Bear?
Like K-Bert.
Oh,
the T is silent.
It's K-Bear.
Yeah, yeah,
according to the Hall of Famer, John Miller.
K-E-I-J-B-E-A-R-C-K-T.
I've been saying it wrong this whole time.
Yeah, well, we all have.
Benny Montgomery and autograph Jose Furman.
Who?
Good. Look at that. Look at that penmanship.
Well, I can't see it.
It's good penmanship.
Just take my word for it. Great.
Okay, LeVar Burton. Did anybody get the reading rainbow reference?
I get it.
Nobody laughed.
Just take a look. It's in a book.
Yeah.
Guardians.
I gotcha.
I wanted to do.
How did he end that? He would say, and if you don't, you got to take my word for it.
I can't remember.
Something like it was always the end of the
I wanted to do a metal hard rock cover of that.
I'm sure it's out there.
Of a reading rainbow?
Yeah. It's got to be out there.
Oh, yeah. Take a look. It's in a book.
Yeah, that's
take a look.
No, not
the screaming version.
No. More like a if you were to like an Alice in Chains or like a Shinedown rendition of it.
Take a just an update if we're doing a winner
look
here
at
for
Bowman
the
3D, but that's kinda cool. But it's not a 3D at all. It doesn't
that's Bobby
anything.
Witt.
Yep.
Kind of gives the illusion.
There's a lot of new subsets.
Cheater Downs.
Fanatics is doing a great job.
They just got in there.
No, I don't know. I don't know if they made this one, but
yeah, I think.
Oh, look at that! Look at that!
Who we got? Derry? Wait, oh no, I thought it was K-Bear.
It's Darren Baker.
No, it's young Darren.
2023 is when we start seeing the real Fanatics implementation of what they're trying to do.
Marcelo, ooh,
Khalil Watson.
Khalil Watson.
Darren Baker's going to be someone that we talked about last week, but I really think there's going to be a lot of Giants fans who want to get Darren Baker cards.
Is he going to be the face of baseball?
That's right. Reds fans? He was in the dugout in Cincinnati.
What do we got to do to get a JT Snow, Darren Baker dual auto?
If he gets called up to the majors, I think it ends up happening in a top set. They got to.
Does JT Snow have any kids?
Don't know.
Because then that would be incredible if we had JT Snow, Darren
Baker. JT
Snow,
his father, former Ram great.
Of course.
Also a longtime announcer.
Jack
for Rams.
Snow?
Jack
correct?
Snow.
Yeah, it was when you guys sucked, though, right?
Well, we've never sucked. We've always been good.
The 80s and 90s, I don't think you guys won any games against the Niners. It was like a 15-year.
Yeah, you're wrong. We won in 1989. We won a game.
Hmm.
A game. Got a hi-fi futures. Bobby Witt just all up
inserts.
In it.
I'm noticing this year.
Yeah, a lot of new inserts.
Mm-hmm. New insert designs.
There's an A's player. He soon to be traded.
Is it Max Muncy?
Mixing it up.
I know Max Muncy has an auto. Not the Max Muncy.
Another
Max
Bobby
Muncy.
Witt. And we got a new photo of Bobby Witt.
Yep.
A different Max
non-rookie Muncy. Prospect Bobby Witt.
Well, I like the design, except they didn't finish making it. But besides that,
I think it's killer. I think I rank it in my top five of all time, to be honest.
Top five?
Wow.
Top five, yeah.
Wow.
I really like it.
I would like a little bit more border action. I mean, with the color.
In the last 5 years of Bowman, I put it in my top five as well.
Thank you. With the parallels, it pops a little more, those edges. But yeah, like with a base card, you could see maybe if the corner gets dinged that it might be a little hard to tell because it just kind of fades in. So that could be a problem.
And what's your guys'
There you go. There's Wander.
You guys that are listening here or watching this on Mojo Break Media, what is your favorite year of Bowman design-wise? I'd have to say mine is probably 2011, maybe just because I opened a lot for myself back then. But, you know, 2011 also had rookies of Mike Trout. You had... you know, I actually, the one that comes to mind is Bubba Starling because I pulled it in the 2011 draft. But you had Francisco Lindor that year. You had Jose Fernandez, rest in peace. You had Joe Panik. So lots of stars in the 2011 year of Bowman.
You know what I like?
Brandon Belt, I believe, as well.
Mm-hmm. 2013.
Oh, without the first Bowman.
Without the first Bowman.
Aaron Judge.
But the Aaron Judge and the Chris Bryant.
Yeah, Chris Bryant. Controversial Chris Bryant
but
card.
Let's
see if C-Rack can get a bonus auto here.
What I do love about the 13 design is that I felt they had a really, really good area for the autograph.
Yeah, it was like a whited out little area. Yeah, it popped with the card. Back in the day when they used to use those facsimile autos, that was terrible for the base cards.
I've noticed a lot of those in archives where they were using them as buybacks, and then the guys would sign right over
there. Oh, it's so terrible.
Right
I don't know why they're using those for archives.
09? 09 was all facsimile. Doug was opening up a box in Arizona, and he was super excited. He's like, every card's an auto.
it was like my first box.
They're giving this stuff away.
How are they doing this? Every card is an auto.
The ironic thing was it was a 2009 Bowman draft
Pink
box.
Lava.
Look at that.
Jonathan, how do you say his last name? Class?
You know what? In terms of players, this is a guy that I was actually looking at. Considered maybe the fastest player in the minors right now.
Oh, wow. Nice.
Yeah.
So he's Thomas Neal.
Fuchsia Lava.
Possibly.
Darren Ford. Billy Hamilton. And also, if he plays football, he'd be a Raiders first-round pick back in the day.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, Al Davis was still around.
Did the punt god get drafted?
I don't know. Did the punt? That's a good question.
I did not see.
Really?
I did not see if he did.
San Diego State?
Yeah.
I believe he did. I think he did.
God. Niners didn't get him.
Niners didn't get him. It was, wait for it, Buffalo.
No.
I believe Buffalo got the punt god.
Nice chrome Darren Baker there.
And a purple paper.
Yep, wow. Bills.
Wow.
Maciel, 216.
Good call. Good call. Right. We're off topic here, but.
Well, Doug wins again.
When
no
did
surprise.
He?
he always gets first pick. That's
I
why.
Just.
Fifth round?
201st overall. Punt god.
Punt god.
Changed the game.
And he wasn't the first punter taken.
Oh, he wasn't?
Nope.
Wow.
We are...
Somebody made a mistake.
We really did a 180 in this segment.
We did. We're getting ready for football.
Was a Wander Franco base rookie.
Jonathan Class A, I think, is a good one. But I think Doug probably the winner, despite the fact that I looked up both of the autos.
Wait a second,
yes,
though.
Yes.
One of his was a pitcher.
It was.
So it's 1.5 autos.
I'm pretty sure I won because the penmanship of Jose Fermin.
Here you go. Show it again.
Look at that.
But I got a purple Verdugo.
Yeah, but...
Yeah, both statistically pretty similar. Just looked them up right now.
Rated the number 31st prospect in Cleveland.
31st in Cleveland? yeah,
that's
I think
not
I think
bad.
I'm gonna go Doug.
It could have been, like...
Number 18 Cubs prospect.
Yeah, there you go. I think
I will say...
Best infield arm in the system. Generates whistling bat speed with quick, strong wrists. Mm. Played for Mexican national team as a 15-year-old.
Okay, nice. I got compared to Barry Bonds.
Compared to Babe Ruth,
No, I mean, actually it says compared to Barry Bonds.
Hails from Mexican City, famous for its seafood cuisine such as lobster, clams, and shrimp. And it's lunchtime. That sounds great. So that's good. That's good for me.
Yeah, okay. Next, Barry Bonds.
Right. I was just going to say real quick, too, but before we move on to the next segment, that I'm just excited Bowman's back because baseball has been kind of dry lately in terms of new releases. You know what I mean? So it's about that time. We got some Bowman action coming.
Yep. Yeah, and there hasn't been enough releases for baseball this year.
We just jumped into baseball. Right?
Yeah, that's true. That's true. That is true.
So once again, check out Breaks at MojoBreak.com. If you're watching this on Mojo Break Media, hit subscribe and let us know what your favorite Bowman design of all time is, whether it be you can go 51 Bowman, or you can go 2010 Bowman. I don't, you know, whatever you think of when you think of Bowman, I want to know what your favorite design is. 2021 National Treasures is here, and it's the epitome of high end. It is the number one rookie patch card auto of any NFL player, and has been for over a decade. And the 2021 version has arrived. And for those of you, you're like, cool, we're going to see some Kenny Pickett cards. No, it's still 2021. We're going to be chasing Mac Jones. We're going to be chasing Trey Lance, Trevor Lawrence, Jamar Chase. And these are going to be their most valuable RPAs, number to 99, and then versions below that, including the 101 Shield. And it seems like every year this product kind of goes up before it comes out. I think we're sitting at around $20,000 to $25,000 a case for a four-box case that includes eight cards a box. So 32 cards in the case, eight boxes. Or eight cards in a box. What do you expect this year from NT? And do you think this has the potential of being the best one yet with as many quarterbacks?
Yeah, absolutely. This is going to be one of the best years of NT because we got an early preview. We opened up some first offline this weekend, so we know what the design looks like in terms of the RPAs and stuff. They knocked it out of the park again this year with the RPA design, and with the, like you said, with the fact that we are chasing not only five quarterbacks, but we got some decent receivers to go after as well. It's going to be a big year. Now, it's the years that NT really stands out is when they can deliver not only on the rookie stuff, which I think we're going to get a nice RPA of these guys, I feel like, every single case. But it's going to be like, what does the vet stuff look like as well? Mm-hmm. Because there were certain years of NT, like specifically, I remember, I think 2018 was like everybody's favorite year because we were getting the nice RPAs of the big rookies at the time, Lamar Jackson, Josh Allen, Baker Mayfield. But there was a lot of nice on-card vet stuff, you know, books and all kind of nice vet hits, shields and stuff. So we'll see. Big release, and I would get in early. I was looking at actually where we were ending at for NT last year. Because, you know, like you were saying, the price goes up every year before it even comes out. But I saw that teams, like, I don't know if this is going to surprise you, but remember I was telling you about what I thought the Patriots would eventually be, like, mm-hmm. price-wise? The Chargers were going for almost $2,400 by the end of the year.
For a two-box or for a case?
For a two-box.
What? That's crazy.
I love the RPA design. And talking about what, again, what we, I've opened up a box of First Stop the Line. Doug opened up a box of First Stop the Line. And just to reiterate what Conrad was saying, my box had an Aaron Rodgers on card book auto.
Yeah. And I'm sure it was a pretty cool looking card too.
And I mean, if you can put that type of vet presence in a product and we're chasing all the rookies, I don't think this product is going to dry up, but I think the price is going to go way up.
Yes. Yeah.
We're going to have a lot of people who are going to speculate and hold this product and wait for it to go up. So I mean, you're going to find breaks of it. You're going to find breaks at mojobreak.com. We're going to have breaks on Whatnot with under the Mojo Break account there. But I think they are going to dry up sooner than later because people are going to buy this product and store it away for 3, 4, 5 years.
Yeah, we do have to see who's a redemption. I guess that'll also I would, matter.
Jamar Chase probably, because he has been a redemption in a fair amount of products. But Trevor Lawrence should be live.
Should be. I've seen his Stars and Stripes.
Stars and Stripes,
there,
so that's a pretty good indication.
Oh, yeah, and they actually had that Panini signing with him.
Max live.
Yeah, so if the quarterbacks are live, you're going to see a ton of speculation and people holding on to the product.
And I know, and you know, guys out there that are watching, and high risk, high reward. I mean, this is a extremely high-end box at over $5,000. I mean, it's probably already close to $6,000 a box now. But to justify it, has there been can we safely say that there's probably 15 different RPA subjects that'll pay for the box?
15 different RPA
subjects? Yeah, because we got five with the quarterbacks, right? Zach Wilson, Trey Lance.
And you're not putting Davis Mills in there.
No, well, we could. He could be in the 15.
I would put Davis Mills in there.
So Davis Mills.
Davis Mills will
maybe
probably
Kyle
pay for
Trask.
Your box. Maybe Kyle Trask.
Jamar Chase for sure.
Jamar Chase, who could be a redemption, but it would still pay for the box.
Micah Parsons probably.
Micah Parsons.
Close on a base RPA.
Well, that's if we're assuming that he's not just a first off the line guy. You know
right.
what I mean?
Right. Yeah. So I'm trying to. Who else do we have? Maybe the Kadarius Toney. Maybe. maybe not quite the price of a box, but it should be in one of more the in demand.
He may be a redemption. He's been a redemption in a couple of products.
I think the other Jets rookies besides Zach Wilson, they had a good showing towards the end of the year, like specifically Michael Carter.
Yeah.
He's going to be up there probably, Michael Carter. I know people just in general are speculating a lot with the Jets right now because they had a good draft. So.
And you have Javonte Williams. You have Elijah Mitchell from the Niners if they have him in an RPA design.
Mm-hmm. We mentioned Kyle Pitts as well.
Kyle Pitts, another guy.
Who could be a redemption.
Could be
a redemption as well. So, you know, and then you have at least 99 of those, plus you have the throwbacks, plus you have, you know, so there's a lot of opportunities. And this will probably be, I would say, even more so than flawless, this will probably have the most big-ticket cards out of any set. I know we talked about it when NTNBA came out that we did some math and there was like a 1 in 3 chance every case to get a $10,000 card or more on the secondary market. And I think you'll see similar numbers with this. Maybe not quite because they don't have the logo, man, but
could be better.
Could be better. Because of the amount of quarterbacks.
Yeah, it's going to depend on how many shield autos they put in the vets too, right?
Yeah.
If there's like a Tom Brady shield. I mean, obviously, we need to also find out if Tom Brady's in the set. Do we have a checklist out of that?
Looking right now, actually.
Let me ask you guys a question because there's kind of been a shift recently with how hype flawless basketball is. And then people are like, and you get the game-worn patch. And I know we always say the true RPA is National Treasures. But there has been somewhat of a shift where people are kind of preferring, maybe it's because of all the hype right now with flawless, people are starting to prefer the flawless like autos patch or not autos but patch autos instead of some of the NT stuff like NT basket for basketball anyways. Do you guys see that happening in football at all?
I mean, that's good because I've always felt that flawless RPAs were actually undervalued.
Yeah.
So it's good to see them getting a little bit more steam, but they'll never overtake National Treasures as the true RPA.
But it's good that it's picking up, yeah, because I've seen, not even a rookie, but that Penny Hardaway game used, it was a nice patch, sold for $6,000. I mean, which blew my mind, you know. Five years ago,
I think people are starting to realize, like, how often are we going to be able to get, like, guys like Penny's game used patches, like, especially if it's a nice patch, you know what I mean? So that's what's driving up those guys. But, yeah, I'm interested in seeing, obviously, this is going to be a super hot product, but when flawless comes out, I guess we'll finally see for sure like how much has the flawless basketball hype spilled over to football.
Yeah, and I know that they usually have a rookie roundup at the end of the year that they get because they can't put redemptions in flawless, so they have to get these guys to come down. So a lot of that happens with National Treasures too. So there should be less redemptions, but we'll see who actually is. I would love to know on a checklist who is a redemption that still hasn't changed for years. Is to say EXC on it just to know. I mean, I know some things are like cards have came in the day of the pack out and they can't really plan for some of that, but it'd be nice to have that info.
I do just have a quick here's just a quick list of some of the veteran shields I found. Derek Carr,
yes.
Drew Bledsoe, Dan Marino, Steve Young, Aaron Rodgers.
Shield auto or
From what I found, let's see, there's material treasure stick. Yeah, these are shield autos.
That would be Steve Young on the Buccaneers, correct?
Maybe. Get those creamsicles.
USFL.
So no Brady.
Well, there's still a few more, but that's from what I've gathered so far, that's what I found.
Yeah, as I say, if you control, I don't know how you're looking at the checklist, but you could control to see if what Brady cards are in the set.
Yeah,
but if it's Panini's, it's hard to navigate.
I'd be a little bit sad if they weren't able to get Brady. Should be in the high end stuff at least.
No Brady.
Probably just patches, right?
I don't think so. From what I'm seeing, well, I'm in just signatures right now, so no Brady signatures. Probably just patches. Yeah.
Maybe there'll be a shield.
Yeah. I feel like you. I know it's tough, and he's the most expensive guy to get, and he's probably the hardest guy to get to sign. But
well, actually, what I did forget is during this year, he did sign an exclusive to Fanatics. I know it wasn't maybe necessarily a card deal, but that could be preventing him from signing for Panini.
Maybe, yeah.
Because there's been years where he was exclusive with TriStar,
yep,
and he didn't have autos for a couple years, and then he came back and he had autos for a couple
which
more years.
Which is nice for his market because you don't want him to necessarily sign every single year, which is fine. Like, but I would hope he would at least be in the high-end stuff because it's weird. Because you'll find him in like the most random low end stuff,
right?
And then he won't be in like something.
I know,
like
it doesn't make sense. Hopefully, they get him in flawless.
No Brady relics or anything as well.
What?
No Brady right. relics,
well,
no Brady
I mean,
autos.
It's good that we got Brady base cards.
There is a Brady base.
Brady base.
There is a Brady base.
Brady base and insert, so you got that, folks.
Yeah, so I guess keep that in mind when you're buying the Bucks. You have just
you're going for but, Trask.
But they do Darden. Have they do have Trask.
Yes.
Yep. Yes.
And Trask has been selling pretty well. So I wanted to, while we're on the NT tip, I did want to talk about this. This is the first year this has happened. We pulled one yesterday.
Big surprise.
We pulled the Micah Parsons Stars and Stripes Shield. So if you're not familiar with Stars and Stripes, it only comes out of the first off the line. And that's why the first off the line is so valuable, because it guarantees you a Stars and Stripes RPA number to 25 or less. Well, we happen to pull the 101. Now, in prior years, I believe the lowest number was either 2 or 3.
Yeah.
They never had a 101, and they never had a Shield. So as you can see on this picture behind me here, that we have last year's Justin Herbert Shield auto, which is out of regular NT. There was no Shield in first off the line. So now, theoretically, there's going to be two Micah Parsons Shield autos, one being the Stars and Stripes and one being the regular out of the NT hobby. So which one's more valuable? Which one's more in demand? I know we'll have to wait and see on eBay data. I'm kind of leaning towards the Stars and Stripes, to be honest with you guys.
Interesting.
I know that's not the tried and true OG Shield, but I don't know. I just love the acetate RPA Stars and Stripes design card. It just seems more premium to me.
Man, I think without a doubt it's going to be the OG.
True RPA.
I mean, not taking anything away from the design of the Stars and Stripes, but it's going... I mean, if you had a choice, if you had both of the same player and you can pick the Stars and Stripes or the OG, I think everybody goes with the OG. I think you go with the OG as well.
Well, I mean, maybe if the Stars and Stripes goes for a little bit cheaper, it's a better deal. And then down the line, it doesn't even matter if it's Patrick Mahomes.
You know, yeah, I mean, the issue is, though, you're going to get people who are like, here is Panini devaluing Shield RPAs.
Sure.
Because now, instead of there being one, now there's two.
Well, we know why they did it.
No, I mean, I know why
they
did it.
We know why they did it.
You know why they did it. Conrad knows why they did it. Rodeo Cody knows why they did it.
What was the Stars and Stripes number 2 last year?
It was the same. I think it was a 25? Similar setup. It was like something in like the 20s, and then there was the like something like 10s or something, and then there was like the lowest number 1 you could get was like number 3.
And then when they would do like a number to 2 parallel, was it like half of the Nike swoosh or something like that?
No, I think it was a full swoosh. They consider it on one on each arm, right? So yeah, they do it to 2. That's how they used to number them. But I have seen some swooshes, not in this, but like immaculate.
But the crazy thing, I think they also have a subset in the regular release that they call the brand logo.
Yes.
Which is, I think, also numbered to 2.
Right.
Yeah, brand. So that's what they do with the low-numbered RPAs. There's always the brand logo.
Laundry
there's
tag.
A Nike swoosh. There's a laundry tag. So there's actually 3 different numbered to 2 or 3s RPAs in the regular hobby set.
Now, which one do you think out of those 3 is the least valuable?
I would say
laundry tag or swoosh.
Brand logo. Probably the laundry.
Yeah.
I think 10 years ago, we would look at the laundry tag RPAs or laundry tag relics and be amazed by them. Now, I don't think they translate
with the current
market.
Yeah, and then you have the, I don't know if they're doing the hats off as well, where you have the hat.
Oh, that's right. They're going to do the hats off.
Yeah, hats off is in this set.
That's going to be the fourth one.
Yeah, so then you'll have a hat shield and a hat logo and hat tag, and which I'm not... I mean, those are cool cards, and I think we pulled the 101 Mahomes that rookie year, or one of the low-numbered ones. But
I mean, listen, if you're getting any of those number to 2 laundry tag, whatever tag, hat, whatever, you're doing well if it's a low-numbered one, right?
Yeah, didn't we pulled the Burrow Redemption last year of the swoosh, right? I think it was numbered to 2. Didn't the guy sell it for like 300,000 or something?
I think it was
crazy?
Me.
Yeah, you pulled the Redemption.
And I think it, I want to say...
It was on Golden, right?
He redeemed it.
Yep.
Graded it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then it sold for over, I think, a quarter milli.
Yeah, it's crazy. So you got to think that, I mean, we're not at that level with any of these quarterbacks quite yet, but, you know, got to think that some of these cards are 6 figures.
I think we're going to see a lot of 6-figure cards at some point out of this NT release.
I think it's going to be very soon. Like, once, like, some of these, like, Lawrence and Jones, once you see their like Nike Swoosh RPAs. They're gonna. I feel like they're gonna hit that six figures.
Well, let's do a round table real quick on a few of the guys. True RPA number to 99. Trevor Lawrence. What does it go for? Start with C-Red.
True RPA.
This is completely a prediction.
Okay, I'm gonna start. I'm gonna start the true RPA at probably. I'll go 17,000.
18 grand.
Wow. I was gonna say 30K.
Okay, so we're low.
But that's what do you think, Cody?
Or Doug's high.
I'll probably go around the same, but I'm going to say 20. I think Lawrence's 20, market's getting better right now.
So there's the range there. Okay, Trey Lance. What do you think, Trey Lance, RPA, true daddy?
Trey Lance, I'm going to put him in the same ballpark. I'll say like 15, 16,000.
About 15 bucks.
I was going to say 49,000. So
thank you.
49. I'm probably saying around 20. I mean, he's probably the best in the class, but
I think 9,000, maybe 11,000.
I was kind of going lower too. I was gonna say, I thought maybe like in the 9 to 10 range.
You haven't seen anything from him.
Yeah, but that's the best thing about him, frankly.
I think there's an opportunity where Davis Mills actually may be a good buy. If his RPAs are going for $5,000-$6,000.
Yep. And we'll do one more. Let's go with Micah Parsons. Micah Parsons, true RPA to 99.
That's a good one.
It's a tough one.
So I don't know if he's even going to have true RPAs. Is there a way you could check on that, Cody, if he has a true 99?
Let me look right now.
What do you guys think on a guy like – see, the one guy I think is going to – and I think he's going to be the only quarterback that's a redemption, Justin Fields.
Yeah.
Because he's been a redemption in almost everything, right? I feel like he's going to be the only one in a redemption. And if he's the only one that's a redemption, NT is going to be a safe hold
for years. Should be.
But, like, even if two of the quarterbacks are redemptions, that should still be fine. But if, like, three of them are redemptions, then that would suck.
Yeah, I agree.
As far as holding the product. I mean, if we do come out and there's three, even four quarterbacks that are redemptions, you're going to see a lot of this product ripped.
Right.
I foresee only one of, because I have seen the live of every other guy.
Yeah, because you got to keep in mind, I mean, we're probably getting close to the expiration of the Joe Burrows.
June.
So
June.
Anybody holding 2020 NT, you may want to consider selling because the redemptions are going to expire in 2022.
Yeah.
So that's always something to keep in mind is if you're thinking about making an investment, and boxes are the safest investment. They've been proven to usually go up and never go down, especially on high-end releases like this. I would look at the checklist to see once we find out some more info.
Parsons is in here, by the way.
Okay. So he Parsons is
in Parsons is
okay.
In there.
Parsons RPA... being the best defense guy, I don't know, man. 6,000.
3 grand.
I was thinking around 5K, so we're all around that.
I was going to say 4. Yeah.
Wow. So 3, 4, 5, 6?
Yeah. I mean, we actually pulled that shield, so prediction was like 20 to 25K on that shield.
Yeah.
Yeah, that
sounds about right.
That's tough. I don't think it's 25K. I think probably 15K. At the end of the day, like, I know it's the Cowboys. I know he is the best defensive rookie, but he plays defense.
Yeah. If he was in this draft class that just happened, where I think you're going to see defense go up in next year's product, maybe it's a different story. Yeah.
15 grand for a defensive player RPA, I know it's a shield, is not bad.
No.
I'm not trying to downplay that.
No, that's really good.
That's really good. But
hey, after this draft, defense is the new offense, guys. Let's pump that up. Let's pump up defense.
Defense wins championships. I mean, we all know it, and we all just got to get hip to it.
Who won for the Rams? Aaron Donald. Aaron Donald wasn't there.
G.I. Joe?
Punters. Punt guy.
G.I. Joe?
So make sure you guys jump in on National Treasures Breaks over at mojobreak.com, where everything is scheduled, everything's guaranteed to fill, and you can do PYTs. So you could jump in, go on our schedule, see what teams are available, and grab your team for a two-box break of National Treasures or random number. There's a lot of options for this product, and it's going to continue to go up, so definitely go on there. If you're interested in buying it, get it now before we have to pay more to get more in, and we have to raise the price. NBA playoffs, Cody. Buy or sell. Who do we got? The NBA has been exciting. The Warriors have been playing well. I'm stoked for tonight's game with the Dubs.
Oh,
you might
wait.
Be watching this later, but you know, it's Grizzlies and Warriors, and we got some good young stars to talk about.
Yeah, it's been you know, I thought we'd go a little different here. I actually asked the question on Twitter if you could collect some of these young rising stars, who would it be? And I put out Jordan Poole, Tyrese Maxey, Desmond Bane, Tyler Hero, and really, really close. I think Jordan Poole is ahead, but like
that's not a surprise.
Everybody, though, is like, it's like one percentage point basically between all of these guys right now, because I think they're all really looking impressive for different reasons. So let's throw out, instead of going with the big stars, I want to focus on some young stars, usually some of these guys 25 and under, who are having a really good run here in the playoffs so far. So let's start off actually with Tyler Hero. Tyler Hero, who I think was a bit of a hobby star in the finals run, in the bubble run, could be the sixth man of the year right now. Recent card, his PSA 10 Silver Prism on April 24th sold for about $350. So you guys are buying or selling on Tyler Hero as we record this today, the Heat with a 1-0 lead over the who are they playing in the first round?
Philly?
Oh, yeah, that's right, Philly, over the Philadelphia 76ers.
The Embiidless Phillies.
Yes, the Embiidless Sixers.
For two games.
Yeah. Is that what they're saying now? Only two games?
Two games.
Wow.
Broke his face.
Yeah, it did not look.
He'll be wearing
not
look real masks,
well,
right?
If you guys saw the game, they need him back. ASAP.
They need him.
They're gonna
real
put
bad.
That mask on that man.
Yeah, yeah. So where are we at with Tyler Hero right now?
If I'm a Miami fan, I'm definitely buying at these prices, right? But from the outside looking in, I don't know if I think I'm selling my Hero. I think this is the opportunity right now if you've been holding for a while, because his prices went down from his rookie year. And because the thing about him was that people were always questioning his heart, like in the game, right? Because he's obviously a young kid living in Miami, and he gets into a lot of trouble out there. So if I'm Miami fan, I'm probably buying, because this is a good deal for your young player here. But for everybody else, I think it's a good opportunity to sell as the hype, you know, as he's been playing well and the hype's going up for Miami in the playoffs.
Yeah, I'm selling as well. Tyler Hero's, his market has been a roller coaster.
Yep.
I mean, it has been like peaks and valleys, peaks and valleys, peaks and valleys. Right now, I feel that you're at a peak. Get out while you can, because it could be plummeting at some point.
I think you said it best, sixth man. I'm not investing in a sixth man. So if I have some of his cards and they're not even close to where his rookie prices were, and this hobby's muddied. There's too many guys that people are collecting right now. I mean, you got LaMelo, you got Ant, you got Cade Cunningham, you got all these guys, plus all the legacy guys like Curry. I'm selling right now. He's also got kind of a punchable face too, so I don't know if I'd like to just keep staring at that face. So I'd probably,
you know what, Doug, it's actually, you know who he looks like? He looks like your guy,
MGK.
Machine Gun Kelly. So that, well, might be a little telling on yourself right there.
Yeah, I mean, and I agree. I agree with what you're saying.
Maybe that's just a bad angle of him. MGK's not got a punchable face.
Sure, sure.
But
ask what's his name from Slipknot.
Yeah, Corey Taylor.
Yeah, there
ask
you
Corey
go.
Corey Taylor.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. All right. So, I think you guys are pretty much on it. Also, the thing I've realized is I don't think, like, Miami guys don't tend to sell as well. Like, we've seen, like, that whole team is, like, a bunch of stars, like Bam and Jimmy Butler.
My favorite player on the Miami Heat is actually Bam Adebayo. I love that guy.
Yeah. He's good.
He's a beast.
He's really, really
that
good.
That should be a guy to buy.
Yeah, and yet none of these guys really sell all that well. Yeah. So it's a little weird. Outside of Miami, like, they don't sell all that well. All right, next guy is actually a guy the Warriors are playing. If you're listening to this, you already know what happened in Game 2. Desmond Bane. Couldn't find his Silver Prism, but a Silver Select PSA 10 has from his rookie year sold for $209 recently. Looked really good replacing Ja Morant for a while. I know Ja won the most improved player. I think I saw Ja actually gave his most improved player award to Desmond Bane because he probably should have won it over him. So yeah. Desmond Bane, where are we at on him? Buying or selling?
I mean, every Batman needs a Robin, but I only want to buy Batmans. So, I mean, I would probably buy Ja Morant, and I would sell this guy that kind of looks like the Maurice Jones-Drew of basketball. But, I mean, he's got a little bit of a spark out there on the court. But 209, I'm probably selling. Once again, muddied up rookie class. Going to get bounced out this round, too, so you probably should sell today. I'm selling Desmond Bane.
I'm selling for different reasons. It seems like with the Grizzlies, there's a new guy who steps up every couple days. So it's really hard to keep
Triple
track.
Triple J.
Brent Clark.
C-Rad's guy.
Yeah.
Yep. Love him.
Brandon Clark. I would probably be buying Brandon. I'd be selling Desmond Bain and maybe buying Brandon Clark. Brandon Clark does a little bit of everything for that team. I'm selling. But again, it's because who is going to be the next Grizzly to step up? Who's going to be the flavor of the series? So that's why I'm selling. No knock on Desmond Bain. Good ball player, but I'm selling right now.
Man, Bain, just FYI, I know we're playing him in the playoffs, but God, man, this guy was a freaking steal for the Grizzlies of how late he was taken in the draft. He got a smooth shot. Like, really, maybe not defensively reminds me of Clay, but, like, as far as knockdown shooters, he's, like, up. He's going to be up there. So, I'm still buying on Bane. I'm still buying a little bit on Bane still. I think his prices still have a chance to go up.
I think I'm in the same boat, too, that he's young enough. And, you know, even though Ja is going to be the guy who sells on that team, I think there's enough room that two of these guys can sell pretty well.
Like I was just saying, I think you would look at somebody like a Clay's price who's second fiddle to Curry, right? So that's probably where your ceiling is on Desmond Bane if you're comfortable with that. And, you know, Clay sells decently, but not, he doesn't sell for obviously Curry prices.
Yeah, exactly. All right, next guy up is if I asked you guys right now, who is the top scorer in the playoffs so far?
Not Luka.
It's not Luka. It's not Luka.
Yeah.
I have the slide, so I was kind of cheating.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, you got the slide. You know who it is.
Wait a second.
You know who it is.
Jalen Brunson.
What?
How did you know that?
Shocker. Man. I know. I messed that up. I should have done it a little.
Well, no. Like, it was good you did that. It's for the audience, too. Like, not necessarily for us.
That's
right?
True. Yeah. The listeners at home don't know. Yes, it's Jalen Brunson, who, by the way, the number two scorer is Giannis, and the number three scorer is Steph Curry. Jalen Brunson, the top scorer so far in the playoffs.
Yeah, he's getting his bag, man.
Yeah, he's 25 years old. He's going to be a free agent at the end of the season. There's been rumors connecting him to the New York Knicks. His Silver Prism PSA 10 from 18-19, $247, so about $250. Dude's trying to get paid, and Luka doesn't have like a sidekick right now. They tried to make it Porzingis, didn't work. Brunson seems like the guy, so buying or selling right now on Jalen Brunson?
I'm probably selling. Because obviously he's shown that he can carry the offensive load when Luka's out, but I just don't know if it's consistent enough, and I don't know if Luka will ever concede any time for Brunson to shine even more, right? Because Luka's got to be the guy. He's got to be the star. He's got to demand the ball more, especially when they're out there together.
Looks like it in game one, even though they lost.
So I just think long term, I don't know if the consistency is going to be there for him to justify his prices. So I'm probably selling right now while he's hot.
Yeah, I mean, if the Mavericks are smart, they would try to package up and get rid of Luka and just
build
around Brunson. I mean, he was definitely the best pick they made in that 18-19 draft. So, but I don't think they're going to do that. They're not going to listen to, reason. So I'm going. I'm going to sell. Dan Cuban. I'm selling at $250. I'm selling because he's going to go somewhere else and another system. Who knows what happens? So I'm getting out.
Yeah,
I have a two-parter here. But I also don't understand the love for Luka. Like, literally, people put him in the top five of the NBA, like, right now, and I just don't get it. I don't think he's in the top 20.
Are you switching? Are you on Team Dan now?
He's not the top 20.
He's not the top 20.
What has he done? What has he done? He hasn't done anything.
I'm Team Luka, man.
He hasn't done anything.
He's a top 10. Scrub. He's a top 10 easy.
Scrub. Top 10 scrub.
Come on. I mean, we could have a whole other podcast, but we got LeBron. We have Embiid. We have Giannis. You have Curry. You have... is he better than Thompson?
No.
Would you rather? No.
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 Okay. That's a lot.
Devin Booker? Is he better than Devin Booker?
Is he better than Looney?
Is he better than Donovan?
Oh my god!
Is he better than Donovan Mitchell?
Yes. No.
If we play this on the like on the breaks in between breaks, I'm already gonna get some.
There was somebody on social media. I can't remember. It was a breaker that was talking about how Luka's been is the best draft pick in the last 10 years of basketball.
No.
And I'm like, well, what has he done? He hasn't done anything. Gets hurt.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? No. Like he hasn't done anything. And they're not gonna beat the Suns.
They're
not gonna beat the Suns. The Suns are gonna knock them.
I never agree with Doug. I agree with Doug.
Well, like I mean,
because I'm just over this overhype of Luka. Show me the hardware. Move on. It's been enough time.
It hasn't been enough time, and I'll tell you why. Got to the first round his first 2 years. Boom, got eliminated. Fine, he's young. This year he finally did get out of the first round. So that's something.
And again,
but what did he do?
But
he didn't play in the first round.
Giannis didn't. You guys gave more time for Giannis to win a championship. Like Luka should get the same amount of time. If we're sitting here year six and he hasn't gotten past the second round.
You can make an argument, though. The reason why they got out of the first round is because he wasn't playing.
Well.
Look,
I don't know if he makes his team better.
Yes.
He's a liability defensively.
He's slow.
I
don't know if I agree that he's slow. It's just maybe the way he looks. You might think he's slow, but
he's slow for the NBA. Not for a pickup rec league game.
He did average 28, 9,
I don't know
and
he's slow.
He did average 28, 9, and 9. I mean, that is pretty good.
I'm in agreement with
this.
Okay,
that's a blasphemy on this podcast.
We all gave Giannis. We gave Joel Embiid time. We gave all these guys time, and now they become these huge stars. I know they're different types of players.
Talking about Giannis, I ain't talking about Joel Embiid. Talking about Luka.
Granted, Luka has had more hype on him from the onset than those other guys.
I wouldn't want him.
I mean, I could keep going on guys that are in the top 10 instead of him. Jokic?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yes.
Right?
Yeah. But Jokic,
Dame Lillard?
Jokic can't get out of the first round either, though.
Yeah, you're throwing Dame Lillard
but Jokic
as like, no, he's better. But
you know why? Because he's in the top 75. Did Luka make the top 75?
Well, he's had 3 years in the league.
Anthony Edwards. I'd take Anthony Edwards right now over Luka.
Oh.
Okay, well, see, now there's an argument there because of the youth and what he's done so far. Fine.
He's more athletic. He's just...
Sorry, I went off on a Luka tangent because everybody just kisses the feet, kisses the ground this guy walks on, and he hasn't done anything. He's going to get bounced out of the playoffs.
This is the best take Doug has had it in 200 episodes.
So I don't agree with you guys, man. I feel like he's done some pretty special stuff for his first 3-4 years.
But what I was going to say, to circle back around to Jalen Brunson, is I would sell now, and then in 2 or 3 months, I would buy again. That's how I would do
it. If he goes to the Knicks, which I'll be honest, I think he's having a great playoffs. I think he can be a good player. If he stays in Dallas, I feel like it's the best scenario for him and build around Luka. But if he goes to the Knicks, it kind of feels like the classic Knicks move of get a guy while he's super hot, expect him to do the same thing.
Expect him to be number one, and he's not going to be number one.
Exactly. It's the classic Knicks move. And if they do that, I think it'd be a big mistake.
I'm selling.
All right, next guy. Who we got?
All right, next guy. Is Tyrese Maxey, who had a very good year this year. Obviously, Joel Embiid is out, so this might be... I feel like this might be an easy sell, but also he's got such a good future, I think, ahead of him that maybe he's a hold. Currently, $681 for a PSA 10 silver that sold on April 25th. Buying or selling, but I think hold for me, for Maxey, is the call here because I think he's got a really bright future.
Yeah, I can't disagree with that. I think I'm holding. I like the kid. There was some controversy. Somebody was trying to make something out of nothing yesterday with him and Harden. Because I guess if you watch the video, they're both at the bench. And then Harden went and sat next to Maxey. And then Maxey got up and moved. But Barstool was actually like, there's trouble in Philly. But it was the coach called over Maxey to come sit next to him so he could talk to him. So it had nothing to do with anything of Harden. But I'm with Cody here. I think I'm holding. I think, you know, Embiid obviously is the face of that team, but big men, and I know he's not he's a non-traditional big man, but big men tend to not sell over time. So I think there could be a where this guy in a couple of years could be the face of the Sixers.
Yeah.
Man, I'm definitely not selling. I am holding, potentially buying. I like Maxey. I like Maxey a lot.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, he was really impressive yesterday, even though they lost. He's been impressive this whole year. That whole Ben Simmons thing really helped him out a lot, bro. Because
totally.
If it wasn't for that, in a way, it's like, thank you, Ben Simmons, because you allowed this young kid to like really shine this year in Philadelphia.
100%. Yep.
So
yep.
I'm buying Maxi right now at those prices.
Yeah, and I think too the like having a full year next year where it's going to be him, Harden, Embiid together, that's going to make a whole bunch of difference.
Yeah, I'm not sold on Harden yet. Anywhere.
This series is going to prove it. Even if they lose, if he can show that he can carry the team at maybe for 6-7 games, then that to me will at least prove
he had 16 points something. Yesterday. Like,
you know what I just thought of, guys? I mean,
he's lost a bit of
we stuff. Literally should be rooting for the Sixers because it's like team fanatics, and maybe if they win the championship, maybe we'll get more allocations. They'll be in a better mood. They'll start handing out definitive cases. I don't know. Something to
definitive
about.
Cases, huh?
Free cards.
I would love that.
Yeah. Free cards.
Like, hey, I'm so happy that we won, and I'm going to share the wealth. No?
Huh?
Go Sixers.
Team fanatics. Team fanatics.
What?
Team what fanatics. Talking about? The Sixers are team fanatics.
Okay.
That's fair. Cool. That's fair.
I mean, you guys know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, you lost. I was kind of zoning out. I don't whatever.
All right.
Go Sixers.
Well, now we'll get your attention with the last one because it's our fan favorite. I feel like we all know what we're going to say, even though Jordan Poole of the Golden State Warriors is the highest selling card on here. Sold price for this, I think we got this data from Card Ladder. Their Card Ladder value has a PSA 10 Silver Prism of Jordan Poole at $800. It sold for $989 on April 27th. We know what we've seen. He looks
too
incredible.
Low.
Too low, says C-Red. Where are we at with Jordan Poole? I almost hate to say this, I am selling on Jordan Poole right now.
I'll reserve my take.
Even though I love his future and I think he's going to be great, man, I think I got to sell right now at that price.
Let me say, no bias, of course. 1,000% buy. This is too low. Okay? This guy is going to be
Ball over here?
Yo, this guy is going to be, if he doesn't stay on, I know he's going to be on the Warriors for at least another year or two. But if he eventually goes to another team, or if our OGs, our veterans retire, like, this guy is a number one option on any other team right now.
Ooh.
Like, he's gonna give you 30 points a game on any team.
Dude, I would actually.
I love Jordan Poole, but do you really think him being mentored by Curry, Thompson, and Kerr, putting him in a situation where he can succeed has a lot to do with his growth as a player right now and the stats that he's putting up.
Sure, but the same thing happened to Harden, and he moved on. He was a number one option.
You just got done saying Harden's a scrub.
And what happened to
modern Harden is a scrub, but not when he was in his prime, like right after Thunder Rockets.
This smells like Harrison Barnes to me.
Oh, Harrison Barnes?
Smells Harrison Barnes like to me.
I don't know.
I don't know if I've seen Harrison Barnes ever do some of the things that I've seen Poole do this year.
I think if Poole is drafted by another team and put into another system and expectations are completely different on him, I don't think he has had the growth that he has now.
Yeah.
I'm selling. I love him. I don't think he's going to be a Warrior. I think he is going to get – he's going to put up – numbers to where the Warriors, even if they wanted to keep him, it's just not going to be an option. He's going to get a lot of money somewhere else, but he's also, with that money, he's going to have to be the go-to guy. I don't think he is. I think he's a good secondary piece, but he isn't a guy who can carry a franchise.
Yeah, I got to take my Homer hat off on this because, my Homer hat would say to buy it. But I'm absolutely selling. I mean, you can't have the pool party without the party bus. And the party bus is filled with Curry, Thompson, Draymond. So right now, he's the fourth option. He's open because of that. You put him on a team like, I don't know, the Rockets. He's not going to get the stats he has.
Clippers.
He's just not going to have. They're going to put their best defender on him. So I I'm not saying he's not good and he can't grow like what C-Rad said. But my point is right now it's too risky to not sell because the percentages of it going up from this point are slim, in my opinion. That's my take.
I'll tell you guys one other thing that I'm seeing within the hobby and on social media. Like, you know how guys will, like, collect only the bigger names of, like, rookies and stuff? They're like, I'm collecting Luka and Ant-Man and LaMelo. I'm collecting LeBron, Steph Curry. You know how people put this in the profiles? I'm starting to know so many people now.
Jordan Poole.
And Poole's on that list now.
Yeah.
So people are heavily investing.
Well, and there's some about right that being like, I was in early. I started collecting, like, Poole 3
Well, I mean,
ago.
Obviously, people are – it's a $1,000 card.
Like what Dan tried to do with Dennis Smith, it didn't work out for him. He would be like, I'm the Dennis Smith guy. Like, you nobody know, else was.
And the thing is that I hit on, like, 98%. and the one
– People always
remember
your losses,
the one I don't get right – just never stop talking about. But it's fine. It's fine. Because I still think Dennis Smith Jr. is a good ball player, just maybe not in the NBA.
Big three.
Big three.
Big three. School courts, neighborhood.
Rec league.
And one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah, no. You know what? I think the thing with Poole, too, is like, with a lot of guys, it's also there's like I think like his personality really has shined lately too. Like, and he always makes a face during a game that I feel like can become like you can instantly tell, memed. You know?
Yeah, he does have that like that look. He's not a punchable face.
You can tell also like the way he plays and carries himself confidence. Yeah, that probably was instilled from him by being around the Warriors coaching system and players and stuff. But you can tell that he's an alpha one player. Like I just, like watching him in the first round and throughout this whole year, like he literally sometimes is messing with people, like what he's able to do on the court in terms of like dribbling and getting around guys, and then just like
he's an amazing talent.
Like, dude,
he's probably better than Luka as well, but
I was actually thinking because I was like,
there's no doubt. All right, there may be 50 players that are better than
Luka. All right, let's
there
calm
may be players
down.
In the G League that are better than Luka.
Next right, week's podcast, who's better than Luka topic.
Everybody.
You know,
Brent in the front may be better than Luka.
All right. At the Y. Let's get Luka and Brent 1-on-1 at the Y. Let's see what happens.
You'll be surprised.
Okay, I was actually going to say, for real, if there's a playoff team, I was trying to think, is there a team that made the playoffs that if Poole was in there, would they be in the second round? The only one that I actually crossed my mind, I'm like, would I rather, if I was a Jazz fan right now, with all the stuff going on with Donovan Mitchell and Rudy Gobert, would I rather have Poole for the next 5 years or Donovan Mitchell for the next 5 years? Honestly, might actually want Poole for the next 5 years.
Yeah, I might go that route too.
I want Poole 1,000%.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or throw him on the Pelicans this year that kind of pulled through with that Booker injury, you know. Maybe if they would have won a couple more games.
It's tough. I mean, it's tough with anybody who plays for the Warriors with their core. Yeah. Like, how would that player do outside of that system and that core of players? Like, it is really, really difficult.
Yeah, it is.
Because you have seen Warrior players leave. And not be successful.
But nobody has ever been
back to Harrison Barnes.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, what did Harrison Barnes do once he left the Warriors?
But like, think about the Warriors team the last 10 years and the young guys that have come up, you know, like Harrison Barnes was a good player. He wasn't doing the things that Jordan Poole
did. Yeah. He didn't have the rim.
He's not a
30 attack
point scorer.
He didn't have that attack in the rim like Poole does. But
I mean, I like
who else was young that came up like that? Like, Poole is like having his moment to shine right now on the Warriors. Kevin Durant.
Well, I mean, he was.
You know,
Jordan Bell
as
Jordan. Jordan Bell didn't do.
Oh,
was
that Quinn Cook had a few good games.
Quinn Cook.
I remember Quinn Cook.
All these guys. I love anybody who's ever been a Warrior. Right. I want Leandro Barbosa. All these guys. I love
Kent
them.
Kent Bazemore. I see a lot of Kent Bazemore and Jordan Poole.
But nobody has had the impact that Poole has. He's literally become like somebody that the Warriors can depend on if any of their main guys go out.
And look at all, I mean, you could also go further by saying, look at all the failed coaches from the Warriors that have came from Kerr's coaching tree. Definitely not the Belichick coaching tree yet, but Luke Walton, you can say Steve Nash now with all that talent. That's a failure of a season, getting swept. You got, was it Alvin who went to the Pelicans? Who's the assistant coach who went to Pelicans?
Gentry.
Alvin Gentry, who kind of you can throw
Luke
him in
Walton
there.
All right. Yeah. Okay, Conrad, take your Homer hat off real quick. Let's say, and I hope I don't speak this into existence. Let's say Curry gets hurt, out for the playoffs.
Yes.
Jordan Poole has to come in and pick up that slack. Do the Warriors still have a run in them? Do they still knock off the Grizzlies? Do they basically go
the
finals with Jordan Poole? Can he replace a Steph Curry?
It is. I would say it'd be a lot harder, but I'm still confident in that team with Poole.
He's a better free throw
shooter. Poole Clay Dre. If everybody else is healthy, you know, we still got big guys coming off the bench like GP. I think they can make a run.
Yeah, they could maybe. I think they could
have to play lights out.
They could get by the Grizzlies. but the moment they have to face.
I mean,
the Suns,
to be honest, Steph hasn't looked great. He didn't look great on
Steph.
On
Steph
the first
being
game.
Out there.
I know. Yeah.
Steph just being
but he
out
did,
there.
This is the first game on Sunday that I was like, he looked old though. Like not old, but like.
All
tired.
I just want to say all of this could mean nothing because, again, we were recording this before game two, and the Warriors could just run them out of the building tonight or vice versa, so who knows?
Blown out by 35.
Listen, I mean, I would love a sweep, but the Grizzlies are a resilient young team. They should get at least – we gave one game to the Nuggets. Grizzlies should get at least one game off of us.
Well, they were –
it's
well,
Michael Seven, honestly.
Game.
It's a
well, the Grizzlies,
team.
Remember, they got embarrassed by the Timberwolves in the first game. So, yeah. And then they Ja started playing that Michael Jordan moment where he's like, you got to play. You know, started playing that video.
I mean, there's – a chance. The Timberwolves could have very easily knocked off the Grizzlies.
Yeah. Yeah.
They blew 3 20 point leads and a 10 point lead.
Terrible.
In that series. Maybe for whatever reason, the Timberwolves, maybe they match up well against the Grizzlies. The Grizzlies looked like a way better team against the Warriors than they looked pretty much all series.
It is a
bad.
I think the Warriors are a better match for them. There's a lot of the Grizz, I mean, just with Carl Anthony Towns,
yeah,
exactly.
Have,
there's a lot more
size.
Exactly. Exactly.
Well, that is it for this episode of The Hype, guys. Make sure you follow us at MojoBreak.com MojoBreak_com on Twitter, MojoBreak_com on Instagram. Also, we have our big contest, guys. We're looking for the next top breaker, and the winner will get a case of Flawless basketball to chase that triple logo, man. So one of our biggest prizes. What you got to do is do a 60-second video of telling us why you should win, why you're the next top breaker, whether it be you breaking a box, whether it be talking about your cards, or just simply stating why you're the next top breaker. What you got to do is either put it on Twitter or Instagram and tag us and mention us in the video, and we will go through this American Idol style. We'll narrow it down. The first 2 week prize is a Panini One box, so that's the first round prize. Ooh. If you win that, you'll be moving on into the next round. So submit your video. We are scouring the interwebs for the next top breaker. So make sure you participate and try to win a case of Flawless basketball, and we'll see you guys on next week's show.